The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to The Push. This is your boy, Sean, and I'm joined once again by my co-host. What's up, Dwayne? How you doing today, bro?
I'm good. It's good to be back, and we got a full crew today.
Definitely. Benny, what's going on?
Man, ain't nothing. You know, sunny South Florida, doing what we doing.
No doubt. Mo, doing all right, bro?
Yeah, man, the MVP. Home of the reigning NFL MVP, you doing real good. AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Slow down. Maybe the professional home of the reigning NFL MVP, but the actual home of the reigning MVP is right here, 5 minutes up the road.
See, unfortunately, I don't have nothing to push because ain't no Charlotte folks doing shit right now. So I'm just going to move on and ask nice. What's up, bro?
What's going on, y'all? Glad to be back on The Push.
Oh, man. Oh, well, can I claim South Carolina?
Yeah, I mean, Charlotte is right there.
You know,
Charlotte is right there.
You know, Las Vegas Aces, MVP.
Universes,
there you go. So we doing big things out here. So I claim.
Hey, speaking of South Carolina, though, we didn't get to this last time, but you know, RIP to Chadwick Boseman since we.
Oh, definitely.
Kind of forever.
We're giving you our first watch along episode today, since the Clash of Champions is in a couple of weeks. We thought we'd throw it
Clash
back.
Clash of Champions, to, Gold Rush.
Oh man, fuck these little
Gold Rush.
Like, this is a watch along episode. This is not a hot takes episode because I can get into
some
a little takes. Rant. You know what I mean? Damn.
Might be some hot takes.
Hey, we should do a hot take show.
Gold Rush, fucking Raw in your face. But fuck that. We'll do that next time. All right. Clash of Champions 1, March 27, 1988, in Greensboro, North Carolina.
The Greensboro Coliseum.
Hey, Greensboro. The Madison Square Garden of the South. 6,000 fans in attendance. So we're going to fire up the WWE Network right now.
That's the height of the territory wars.
Definitely. And we're going to jump into this. You ready, guys?
Let's do it.
And I know there's something that we're about to laugh about again once I hit play. So we're going to go into it.
Is Sting finally ready to knock Ric Flair off the throne?
Now, was the long pass or was it a short pass with some yardage?
I think that was a short pass, as in the short
that
bus.
Was a Baker Mayfield interception.
Oop.
Oh, damn. Come on. What we're referring to is if you look at the captions on the WWE Network when this event starts, they say something about Sting throwing Ric Flair from his throne, and throne is spelt wrong. So it's like a big 6-year typo that shouldn't be there. So it's somebody's like slipping.
It's like they say throne and throne. They said throne and throne is kicking you in the ass.
Yo, man,
titles.
I made that, dude. Yo, I miss those titles.
Hey, look at those titles. Those are some classics.
Instead of that bullshit that we got to look at today. Tony Schiavone with
He's
the mustache.
Still on TV.
Oh, God.
2020 still on TV.
Hey, Dwayne, come on, man. We're not going to do this, Tony Schiavone. Well, look, if you're going to slander Tony Schiavone, then I'm going to go right back and prop him right back up.
So why would you do that? That's just evil.
Tony Schiavone is that dude. Conrad Thompson says it right. The voice of my childhood. It's the voice of my childhood right there.
What else between him and Gorilla?
That's not... Well, yeah. Gorilla, yes.
Damn!
The Jim Ross. He's still on TTT.
There's the real voice of our childhood.
Well, sorry, guy.
We might debate that one day.
We can.
Childhood, like, bro, I
just can't.
1819 when Attitude Era started. So,
well, I didn't really start watching WWF on a regular basis until the end of 96, 97. So,
ooh,
I can't claim Jim Ross as my childhood unless I attribute it to him being in WCW.
I refuse to acknowledge Tony Schiavone ever since January 4th,
1999. Oh, Lord. Whatever.
But we know that was Bischoff's fault.
Right. I don't care. Everybody involved gets blamed.
I think it was more than that.
Look at Jimmy Garvin with the hair.
Gorgeous Jimmy.
Sean, you want to tell the people who's about to fight first?
Yep. Up first, we have a NWA Championship match, NWA Television Championship match, Mike Rotunda, who is the father of Bray Wyatt, versus Jimmy Garvin.
Don't forget Bo in an amateur
match.
Who?
Don't forget Bo.
Bo Dallas. Yes.
I think everybody has forgotten Bo.
I think Bo has forgotten Bo.
Does Bo even work there?
He's still on the roster.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Kevin Sullivan.
First varsity.
He doesn't even make main event.
That's
right. I think it's college rules.
Bo ain't even in catering. Yeah, it is a college rules match.
Look at Teddy Long.
Oh, shit, that is Teddy.
Let me holler at your player.
Skinny Teddy.
Right.
That's Teddy with the curl.
You can't even say that. You got to say half curl.
Right, because it's all at the bottom.
Yeah. It's literally, it's the black Hulk Hogan.
You know what?
Tell me his curl don't sit like
that. I refuse.
We don't want to talk about Terry Bollea on this show.
Fuck Terry Bollea.
Thank you.
God, man, the television title is so beautiful.
That is a nice title.
That's how you get defended every week.
Yeah.
So how y'all feel about them taking this NWA television title design and, you know, kind of honoring that with the current TNT championship?
It's a payback to the throwback to the classics, you know.
Do you like the TNT title design?
It's great.
I mean, when it came up to, you know, not with Cody had.
That was trash.
Yeah, I don't hold that one against them. You know, they couldn't finish it. So, I understand that.
Superstation. Back when shows would start 5 minutes after the hour.
6:05.
6:05.
Superstation.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garvin.
Man, got a great set of hair, don't he?
He does.
Can you attribute anything else great about Jimmy Garvin?
His valet.
He's a tag with Michael Hayes.
I was about to say, yeah, he was a pretty good tag team wrestler.
Yeah, he was.
When they threw him in the Fabulous Freebirds when they didn't have anything else for him.
Nothing to do. Okay, we're just gonna make you a Freebird, bam.
Man, look at the business in the crowd.
Look, they needed somebody to wrestle.
Old school.
Imagine they on, you know, that's Jim Ross talking if they talking about the Final Four in 1974.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, because Mike Tenay wasn't there yet.
Mm-hmm. And none of these people are Hispanic.
You know what?
Come on, hey man! I used to judge the hell out of Mike Tenay when he first got in WCW.
He was always talking about the the luchadors.
I was like, dude, yeah. You know anything
had
about?
His segment, had his own little segment.
Own little segment. The Professor.
No, like, dude, he used to remind me so much of John Clayton from ESPN. Not that they look alike, but just their demeanor.
I mean, you just said not that they look alike, but they do kind of resemble each other.
Well, John Clayton was dang near bald. Had those Coke bottle glasses.
Was old tricks. Hey, nobody carry a 2x4 no more.
Nobody.
It's just a simple shit that neither organization does that could probably get over.
That's a move nobody does anymore. The lock up and then pull the opponent down by the hair.
Nope.
Right.
Like Jim Ross said, they're too busy slapping their leg.
Yep.
They do run to the ropes and they hide and duck from out there to get the referee to break them up.
So the crowd is cheering. And then show a clip of the crowd not cheering.
a bunch of head club for men.
I mean, hey, look, if you're in the Greensboro Coliseum and you're in a match and nobody in the Greensboro Coliseum is cheering, clapping, doing nothing, then there's something wrong with what you're doing in the ring.
Right.
One of the most passionate fan bases in the South, and if you're not entertaining them, you're trash.
Well, that light is just shining off the top of Teddy's head.
Yeah, it is.
You blinded?
Nah, thankfully it's dark everywhere else.
I mean, Teddy's head could illuminate the whole arena.
Hey, you don't need no stage lights. You got Teddy.
Back before he was setting up tag team matches.
The light hit the head, it twinkled and glistened.
But let's talk about Teddy's path, man. Teddy is like literally the do everything man.
Like, man, Teddy went from referee to manager.
To back the referee.
To do-rag connoisseur. Do-rag connoisseur.
That was good. I mean, somebody finally told him. That's because somebody told him to finally put something on that damn head.
They came on to the WWE, the referee, then general manager.
Have y'all ever heard the story about him finally getting an on-screen role in WWE?
No.
Oh, vaguely.
So, I can't say this word for word because I don't know exactly where they were, but I know it was at a show and they were backstage and Teddy was just back there talking, you know, cutting a promo for fun. And Vince heard it and walked up on Teddy and was like, "You mean to tell me you could talk this whole time?"
That's all Vince. You should have known.
Well, Vince don't watch the old NWA tapes, so he would have knew.
Exactly.
But then again, I feel like it's so many people that work around him. Somebody had to tell him or suggest to him to use Teddy. Somebody knew. You can't tell me that somebody like Bruce Pritchard didn't know.
Right. I mean, Ron was there too.
Yeah.
Yep. A lot of people was there.
And even that time, you know, I'm watching some Raw episodes from late 2001 right now, and Arn Anderson is there.
Right.
The other WCW folks are there. So it's enough people that knew about Teddy.
Right. Slam off the top.
Rick Flair know about that.
Oh, yeah.
Probably came back and Flair was like, "Don't be taking my gimmick, bro. I do that."
I can't remember the last time I saw a back body drop in a match.
When the last time you saw a Rick Flair match?
That's right. But that's true, though. That's another move nobody uses anymore. whole Taskmaster beat a woman.
You know what? When, yo, it was about to be perfect. You said, don't nobody use that move anymore. And I was, my first thought was like, what? Choke a bitch?
Oh my God. Oh! Wayne Brady. Oh.
That was a terrible looking suplex.
Wait, lie.
And here's the deal. You know Kevin Sullivan selling shit. There you go.
There's the Varsity Club. Oh, 2x4. Oh.
There's a lot going on right now.
It is.
She really dropped Rick Steiner.
Yes, he did.
Dog-faced gremlin.
Oh, it's not a task. Oh,
what the? Okay.
That's that kink stitch. That's that kinky mess. Hey, man.
You don't want to fuck with the Taskmaster. He into some serious
He might
shit.
Like that.
Right.
He might be harder.
My man got his whole robe on that he wears to the ring, but got on some gray slacks under it and dress shoes.
Oh, Teddy Long just went down.
Yeah, he did.
That was weird. It kind of felt like three dudes was trying to fight a woman.
Right. But she took them all out.
Yeah, she did. She did.
She did. She had that equalizer.
Right.
All right, y'all. So thoughts on this presentation? Rotunda, Penn, Jimmy Garvin.
I mean, it was boom, boom. She hit him right square in the back, and he just dropped.
Oh, baby doll.
Baby doll. Like, okay, you're going to hit Rick Steiner with the 2x4.
Did that baby doll have braces? You know he had two different ones.
That's probably baby doll.
I feel like that's baby doll.
Okay.
Oh, Mike retains.
Hey, look at nature boy.
Head full of hair.
Right.
What you trying to say? You got a big old bald spot in his head now?
You said it, not me.
I mean, he does. I just...
Dr. Death.
Let me see. Can I play this?
Dusty Rhodes and that incident with Dusty.
Well, Bobby, I did have a great tour in Japan. I've been away for a while. I hear a little things going on. It's like a war. You know, go on with your bad self, Dusty Rhodes. I don't blame you. Dusty Rhodes, Magnum TA, good friends of mine. Let me tell you something, Dusty. Whatever you did and how you did it was so fine to me. And another thing, today we have the big match, Ric Flair and Sting. You know, my predictions right now, I hope Sting wins the match, but it doesn't matter because I'm putting my name on the dotted line for the challenger of the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. Look at electricity's in the air, excitement's in the air, as you can see it in Greensboro. Let me tell you, Dr. Death's back, and I'm gonna be like a bullet, and there ain't a Superman in NWA who's gonna stop me. I'm coming hard, I'm feeling good, and I'm as clean as I look because I've been in that weight room, pumping that iron, running, doing what it takes to be a champion. As you know, Bob, I'm a true champion. And another thing, one more thing. Ric Flair, you've been walking down that gold carpet. Well, now Dr. Death's back, and he's knocking on the door. Let me tell you, everybody in the world is watching today, and I'm putting my name on that dotted line. Bye-bye, take it there.
All right, Dr. Death, see.
What the fuck was he talking about?
He was pumping something.
No! I've never heard anybody.
Hey, guys, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
That was a promo that went all over the place.
Oh, my God.
So he that's why Dr. Death never talked.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we can get you a mouthpiece, sir.
Good Lord.
United States Tag Team Titles.
Oh, here come the boys.
Yeah. Bobby
Eaton. Yeah, he got the squad.
Stan Lane, Midnight Express.
James E.
James Cornette.
Best podcast podcaster in the world right now.
He had the whole crew down there with the sign.
Man.
Look at the squad.
My man Bobby Eaton.
This made the United States Tag Team Titles. They had like a World Tag Team in the United States. That was like, That's how deep the tag team scene was back in the day.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And then at one point they had the World Tag Team Champions, they had the United States Tag Team Champions, and they also had a six-man tag team.
Yeah,
champion.
I remember that too.
They ain't last long.
Nope.
Midnight
Express.
The Fanatics. So up next we got Fantastic, excuse me. We got
NWA,
United States Champions, the Midnight Express are defending the titles against the Fantastics. Yeah, I couldn't
think. They're going right at it.
Look at the ring announcer.
What the?
Get out of here. Mike.
Yeah, bro.
Ring announcer, let me get up out of here.
Tripping over the damn rope.
You tripping over the mic cord. That's crazy. I forgot about the mic cords back in the day.
That's right. This is right before
the little they went. Room they have out there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, all the cords is exposed.
Right.
Oh, the cords exposed. Ain't no pads on that floor. On
concrete. Nope. You get body slammed on that floor. That's your back.
Oh man, right. Look at the rail. They ain't number pole.
That's what I'm saying. The rail is so close.
Look at the chairs.
No wonder they used to have fans jumping in the ring back then. There's a lot going on right now.
There really is.
Back body drop. Double back body drop.
Double back.
Oh, Bobby Eaton. This is when he had long hair.
And they got a table. Why start you on ECW?
Way before Devon and Bubba Ray. Oh, the tennis racket.
My dog.
Look, you don't want to go through one of them tables.
Bruh.
Those aren't the tables, the gimmick tables. They
got the
tables all us.
Yeah, they're not the pre-saw table.
Nope.
Perforated tables.
Hit you with your pep.
Look at Jimmy. Jimmy don't know what the fuck. What am I going to do? I'm going to throw the racket. I'm going to throw the chair.
I got two options.
That weak ass throw.
He got around that corner so fast. Okay, now
who are
the
like
Fantastics?
Does anybody know their names?
Just know it's Fulton and Rogers. Fulton and Rogers.
Yeah, I think it's Bobby Fulton and Tommy Rogers. If I
there you go.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
That's it.
Damn, Midnight Express getting whooped right there.
Hey,
line. This is the second version of Midnight Express.
Right.
The first one was Bobby Eaton and what's that guy name?
Caldrey or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Caldrey. Yeah.
Yeah. And they hit the WWE version, which I was like, what the hell is this shit?
We're not going to Nas.
Okay, cool. I was just thinking, I'm like, why?
Right.
God, and they just, oh man. See, you done brought it up now.
Bob Holly. Bob Holly.
No. Bombastic Bob and Bodacious Bart.
Bart, yeah. Good Lord.
Both of them. Terrible.
I wonder who came backstage and said, "We got this great idea. We're gonna put the Midnight Express back together." Excuse me, what?
I was surprised Cornette rolled with it.
Right.
Well, you know, Cornette was behind that whole NWA invasion that they had.
Right.
Yes.
But he could at least try to get the OGs in there instead of that makeshift squad.
Well, look, I think Vince already threw him a bone bringing in the Rock and Roll Express.
Definitely did.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think Vince was gonna bring too many old folks right back there. But then again, couldn't have gotten Bobby Eaton at that time because Bobby was still in WCW.
That's right. They're still doing the Dangerous Alliance then, weren't they?
No, he was just jobbing out on TV every week.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, the table. Referee didn't see it.
Because that's the back of the day. That's the only... right.
Oh, that's PB Anderson.
Look at that.
With a head full of hair.
This is before he got fired on national TV for having cancer.
Speaking of cancer, actually,
Bobby Fulton is,
you know, going through it right now. So yeah, you definitely want to send, you know, him best wishes. Definitely. We're watching a match of his right now.
And Bobby Eaton, he's fine, just hiding somewhere in Pineville, North Carolina.
Right. I think he's in Arn Anderson's neighbor or something like that.
He was before Arn moved.
Yeah, Arn, you know, getting money there.
Oh, good elbow.
You know, Bobby Eaton had a good elbow from the top rope.
Yo, Bobby Eaton had a good everything. He just couldn't talk.
That's always just the crazy thing. You had somebody who could wrestle but couldn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Had somebody who could talk but couldn't wrestle. You know what? We're not going to discuss the Hurt Business, the greatest thing on TV right now. We're not going to do that. We're not going to disrespect them.
I mean, it's true, though.
Come on, man.
That's why you got MVP there. You don't need Lashley to talk. You got MVP as the mouthpiece.
Right.
Well, shit, if you want to be real, MVP is the mouthpiece for all three of them motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Cedric is trying.
Come on now.
We can say Cedric is trying because he knew at this whole being a heel thing. But Shelton been struggling at this whole mic stuff for years. Like, that was the rap on him too, that he couldn't talk.
Exactly.
Yep.
But I mean, ain't none of them as bad as Dr. Death's promo we just heard.
Oh, it's not. It's not. You know, it's not.
That doctor does.
Hi, everybody.
My Twitter name is.
My man said goodbye, everybody, and literally waved into the fucking camera. Like, wow. You did that, bro. I'm trying to think. What was Stan Lane's nickname?
Sweet Stan Lane.
So,
and beautiful Bobby Eaton.
So yeah, it just kind of takes me back to us talking about the WWE version again. How the fuck you go from Sweet Stan Lane, Beautiful Bobby, even Dennis? Dennis was Lover Boy,
right?
Dennis Condrey.
To fucking bombastic and
they were trying to be cool.
He heard Shaggy's bombastic, I guess.
Well, we know that Vince McMahon is not cool.
Oh, God. Not to say Shaggy's bombastic on this episode.
Vince don't know who no damn Shaggy is.
I'm going to listen to that later on.
Yeah, Mr. Boy get the body slam on the table on the concrete.
I saw that.
Woo!
His back is hurting.
Crying,
boy. Yeah.
That ain't him selling. That's him hurting for real.
That's real pain. Like, WWE is fake. No, that's real pain, bro.
Man, he just hit a bulldog on the edge of the table. Yes,
that woman's concerned.
Be concerned. Be concerned about that white man. It's hard out here for that white man. Be concerned.
White on white crime. Look at that.
It's the worst. It's what's holding back the society in 1988.
What was 8 when this pay-per-view came out? But it was back in the days, didn't have no cable and wasn't able to watch no pay-per-views either. So we hear about this on the free shows that came on during the weekends. Exactly.
Right.
Man, NWA had so many damn shows.
Or your friends at school brought the results in and everything.
Had the magazines.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. We had cable, so I actually did watch this.
Well, fuck you and your privilege.
You know? Look, if you had, back in the day, if you had cable, you was rich. Everybody wanted to come over to your house.
You was the most popular kid in school.
And you got cable? Yo, you about to be my friend. Now people are like, I don't even want cable. We got so many streaming services. You lost count.
You might as well have cable for the price.
What you about to say, man?
I remember the status symbol being whether you could watch and live in color or not.
Yeah?
I can't. Because
there were a whole bunch of people who was like, man, my mom and daddy won't let me watch and live in color. Blah, 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 blah. Whereas black
people used to say, Randy Anderson went flying.
Well, that's not hard.
Malfunction at the junction.
Yo, hit his man with the his old man.
There's no way they count this.
One, two,
wait a minute.
They had another ref come down.
It sure did.
Nope.
Oh, that's what happened. Okay.
Yo, is that my man, Tommy Young?
Yep, that's it.
Tommy Young, come over here.
I think Pee Wee about to take this off.
See, he said, nope. He said, this ain't.
There you go.
These ain't like today's rules. When the referee come down, they can the decision is final.
Cornette with the shot.
Damn.
Yo.
Pee Wee got hit again with the racket.
A Cornette tearing ass.
Cornette, he just willing that shit, man. He about to whip him too? Nah, he telling the boys to whip him.
He's literally with him.
Oh, beating Joe.
You couldn't have done this to a black person.
This was exactly
a crime. Yeah.
They didn't even talk about this today. They'd be like, you remember when he was whipping that black man in WCW back in the day? Oh, God.
All about hate crimes and shit.
All right, just to recap, the Fantastics pin the Midnight Express. Damn. Forgot about that.
Cornette
looked like a slave master right there. It's like, yo, this is the power of the belt. Keep you Negroes in line.
Oh, God.
All right. Winners by disqualification and still United States Tag Team Champions, the Midnight Express. Midnight
Express. Oh, I got tears in my eyes. I can't with y'all.
That's good shit.
Oh, Tommy Young got hit by his help with the referee.
There you go. NWA main event.
5:35 Eastern.
DBS.
NWA and WCW had so many fucking syndicated shows, man, I couldn't keep up with them.
This was the only thing I was able to watch on TBS.
Saturday night.
Hey. I mean, other than that, I mean, you were subjected to Braves games, and there's that.
Oop.
Hey, we're not going to do that.
This is back when the Braves had, you know, had the rights.
Just before the team of the 90s.
Yeah, we weren't there yet. This is 88. We were still kind of sucky, but we was getting there. Oh, Lord. No, I don't remember.
What is that?
Eddie Haskell.
Eddie fucking Haskell. Oh, this definitely goes together. I feel like we gotta listen to the rest of this. Hold on.
Yes.
Hey, your mom has tennis courts up at her mansion, right? Well, yeah. Why don't I come up with you and we'll play a round of tennis?
Well, she's got time to put the ashtrays up, but promise you'll stay away from the silverware.
James, you wound me. You're listening to the babblings of a senile old bat.
Hey, let me tell you, she may be getting up there, but she's still loaded. So she...
Oh, listen, what I really want to talk to you about were those two finely honed wrestling guys.
The Midnight Express, beautiful Bobby and Sweet Stan, twin sons of different mothers, the greatest tag team in the world today. You got to meet them.
What?
Hey, listen, back to your mom's mansion. Okay. Do you think that she could bring a blender out to the jacuzzi?
I guess she could, but you know something? She always told me when I was growing up, that Haskell boy, he has such fine manners. I want you to be just like him, and a lot of people say I am.
I admire your mom. She has such fine taste.
What?
So basically, Eddie Haskell wants to fuck James Cornette.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Wow.
Who is this?
Oh, that's Gary Hart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Gary Hart. I don't know who this motherfucker is beside him, though. Let's find out.
I'm going to take this opportunity live before a capacity house and on national television once again to make a legitimate challenge to the American dream, Dusty Rhodes. You're going to have to take Al Perez serious. You're going to have to put the belt up.
Al Perez, I remember him.
Believe it or not. He's a legitimate contender, and we're here for you, one Dusty Rhodes. Al, why are we here? Make it very clear.
First of all, I want Dusty Rhodes to know I was watching the monitor when I saw him pull that baseball incident. Dusty, I want you to know when you train as long and as hard as I do for something as prestigious as that U.S. title, it's going to take a baseball bat to beat me. I want you to know that a gale storm cannot keep me from getting that title. Dusty, be ready because I'm coming after the U.S. title around my waist.
Let's just hope that they legalize baseball bats, Rhodes, because the only way you can put this man's shoulders down, 1, 2, 3 to the mat, is with a baseball bat. And remember, I invented the dirty deeds, brother.
Gary Hart and Al.
No, actually, John Moxley did that.
Right.
So, yeah. Only thing that I remember about Al Perez, I know he wrestled a couple times as the Black Scorpion.
That's okay.
That's all I can remember. I can't remember pretty much anything else.
Oh, Crockett Cup.
Crockett.
All right. So, talking about a cup, let's kind of talk about today. So, NXT UK is coming back. Very excited about that. And they are doing the Heritage Cup. So they got an 8-man tournament. And if you complete in Heritage Cup matches, they'll be like the British rounds. So all the matches will be British rounds matches. And whoever wins the cup, they're going to defend the cup like it's a new title. So how y'all feel about that?
Oh, look at these teams on this list.
Yeah, those teams are legit.
Of course, Arnold Tully number one.
I think for to answer the question, I think that's a. I think eventually that's going to turn into a belt.
Yeah, that's my same thought too.
Crowd cheering.
Legendary.
Oh, fuck that. They done took their music out of here.
You know they were. Yeah. You know they were.
Yeah, I can't hear that.
But you, you know we can't get the good stuff.
Yo, but nobody pop a crowd like the Road Warriors, man. That was my team. I don't know what
originates of show up, and win.
I don't know what the fuck Animal is wearing right now, but okay. Is this like our second or third main event pub in like 5 minutes? We get it. The shit comes on Sundays at 5:35
with Texas barbed wire.
Powers of Pain.
So, yes, that is our next match. Chicago, what is this? Chicago Street Fight?
Oh, the pain didn't even get an entry.
Road Warriors and Dusty Rhodes versus Power of Pain and Ivan Koloff. I used to love
that Paul Jones Koloff.
Yeah, barbed wire?
Yes, that is barbed wire.
Yeah, wow. This is Chicago street fight with Texas barbed wire.
Yep.
Look at the distance between those two places.
Oh, and let's be real. So you got this match between these six gentlemen, you know, building the anticipation. This match is going to go a whopping 3 minutes and 39 seconds.
That's it.
Pee-wee Anderson is back out for this match.
Yes. Road Warriors, Dusty Rhodes, Ivan Koloff, Powers of Pain, 3 minutes, 39 seconds. In a fucking street fight.
Blink your eyes. Blink your eyes, it's over.
What's the point?
Thank you. Yeah, I was saying, is that animal playing the role of Jason Voorhees? Dusty That's booked this shit. He was like, look, man, this ain't no War Games match. I ain't keeping my ass out here this long.
Right.
Hey, Dusty probably was the head booker, so.
88?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was.
This outfit Jones got on.
Bruh.
Oh man,
that is one cool thing I used to like back in the day. Like, whoever teamed with the World Warriors, they put on the World Warriors face paint.
Yep.
Oh, you just saying back in the day? So you didn't like when Heidenreich did it, or
no? They 2000.
These dudes were actual members. They just teamed up with for whatever reason. Heidenreich became an actual member, so I get it for him.
Draws was 1-2 for a brief spell.
Yeah.
Hey, can I just throw this out here real quick? What was y'all's favorite Heidenreich moment?
My favorite what?
Your favorite Heidenreich moment.
Didn't Undertaker like spook him out or something like that?
I mean, he could have.
One moment, and that's when he raped Michael Cole.
There you go. That's what I was waiting on. Thank you. I was like, somebody got to say it.
Oh my god, no, not
when he butt fucked Michael Cole on live TV.
Oh, thank you. Why are y'all like this?
Oh, man. Oh, I got the blood,
of course.
Dusty looks like he getting the blood.
I hate you people.
It's all a match three. With barbed wire,
yeah, of course, Dusty Blade.
Dusty gonna bleed. Death, Taxes, and Dusty Blayton.
I'm sure Cody was watching this like, yeah!
All right, there you go.
Cody thinking he's going to get into the family business. Yeah, it's the elbow, the spinning elbow.
All right, let's go ahead and get...
And Dusty was bleeding like a...
That was horrible DDT.
I was about to say, you gonna finish the JR line? I was just ready for Skunk Pig.
Right.
What the fuck?
What was that?
I don't know. It was Hot City drinking during this time.
You know what? Wow. I wouldn't put the pass him.
I don't remember what was going on during this time, but I kind of feel like that mask on Animal's face is like Roman wearing D'Lo's vest.
Chest protector.
You know what?
Look at the real deal now. Well, that's over. I just saw, what was that? I saw a power slam on, yep. 2-3. I was like, yeah, I saw a power slam on what's your boy name? Warlord. Knew that was it.
Well, what's funny about this is Animal took a body slam, immediately got up and hit the power slam for the pin.
Yes.
So he totally stole that body slam.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there the mask.
And Barbarian has kicked the Jason mask off of Animal. Of course, the baby faces win, and now the post-match
the heels, attack. The heels get their heat.
They're getting that payback.
Do the heels have that same 339 to get their heat back?
I hope not.
I don't know.
I would rather hope not.
It's Dusty.
Oh, but now the heels are retreating because Hawk has a chain.
And I love Dusty Road Warriors, but that was a shitty match.
That was bad. That was bad. Look at Paul Heller.
Paul Lee? Oh, wow.
That was Paul Lee. Did anybody else?
They only go to the Hall of Fame induction for them. Did he go to their Hall of Fame induction? Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
It was him and Animal.
Yeah, I think Paul.
Now I'm trying to say, do we go there to that one or not?
Shit, I don't remember them things run together.
They do.
If you want to be real about it.
Keep it 100.
I mean, stop telling me later in the show Flair defends the title. I mean, I want to see.
No.
You know.
Oh, let's listen to this.
Bob Cottle, excitement like this only in the NWA. And excitement like
this. Get your cousins off of TV.
Coming up to Superstation TBS. It's called NWA Main Event. And it starts
there. There you go, Main Event.
Sunday, 5:35 Eastern Time, right here on the Superstation Main Event. NWA Main Event. I'll be your host for that program. It's going to be great NWA.
Nobody cares, Tony.
Shut up, Dwayne.
TBS. Now. We're going to go to Bob Cottle in just a minute with a very special guest. We have a lot more yet to come, though, on this program.
We thought, like, you know, years later, we'd still be watching these two on TV, calling wrestling matches together. Still to come right.
Here on the Clash of Champions. Right, this now, is 88.
Nikita Koloff has returned.
And
32 years.
Oh, God, it's probably
going to be great. Oh, yes.
A different look, Nikita Koloff.
Nikita Koloff, you see, I am different. There is nobody like Nikita Koloff.
What?
The Russian, you see. In the Soviet Union, Nikita Koloff has a glove nose. Well, this is Nikita Koloff.
Nah, y'all got to see this dude on NWA Power.
In the last 2 months, I have had a good time. Just
I am so serious.
You see, I have had much trouble.
Ooh, Nikita?
Yeah.
You know what I talk about? I talk about this right here. What is it?
Get high on.
Talk about this right here.
Not drugs.
That's right. You see, I talk to young people about how important it is to have good health for your life. You see, come to me. Life is very important. And health is
oh
very
Lord, important. Have mercy.
Come to me each day. I see. Fight for life. And when
Kevin, you're not digging the message.
When a dick murder come out here,
who's just doing a Daniel Bryan?
Trying to take my health from me and my love, then you see, I become a fighter. And that's why I stand out here today. When you see Kevin Sullivan, he's like, yeah, but Nikita, you know how a belt.
His throat's got to hurt talking like that, though.
But you see, I don't need a belt to be a
champion. I'm not hurt. Because my ears are bleeding.
I don't need a belt to be a champion. I have had every title you can have in the NWA, except for one. You know which one?
The World Heavyweight Championship. The World Heavyweight
title, that's right. I don't care if it's Ric Flair. I don't
care if it's Garvin.
Or even my super partner, Dusty Rhodes, whoever is the world heavyweight
champion. People partner, don't mind.
I'm going to be coming after you. I'm going to be in your face now. You see, and talking about Dusty Rhodes.
Coming for you, nigga.
What I said last night, I come to Tony Blanchard. What is wrong with you? You
Tony Blanchard.
My man said Tony Blanchard.
Something wrong with you. My friend. Tony Blanchard, all I have to say to
you. Oh, now it's Tully again.
He said Tony.
Oh.
Well, I hope you did
not. Third time the charm.
You see, there was one thing I want to say before I go. And that is
one thing he want to say.
Just like all the great people right here in the Green Bay Coliseum, I want to let them know that the superpower, Dusty Rhodes, and the Keeper Koloff are going to be at the Crockett Cup, and we are going to defend the Crockett Cup.
You make out what he said. Yo,
he couldn't even make out what he said.
The closed caption said,
"They say we don't know."
Oh, that was great. That was great.
Oh man, that was worth it.
We don't worth know. It. I want to ask y'all a question. Yeah. Do y'all think that they put him and Dr. Death on promo on purpose because they knew they were going to be bad?
Come on, man.
I mean, come on. Why is those two guys getting promo time like that? Neither one of them can talk.
Oh, man.
So I've been advised that this match, we should hear the crowd So I guess at some point, let's hear the audio of the crowd, because I guess the crowd was like kind of live for this match right here. Dawn had advised me this last night.
We can do that. But the match that we're about to watch is Lex Luger and Barry Windham taking on the NWA Tag Team Champions of the World.
The FTR.
Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard. What'd you say?
I said FTR. I was like, oh, wait, sorry. Oh, he's too far in the future. Too far in the future.
Tony Blanchard, excuse me. as Nikita Koloff said. Ooh, Lex. Lex.
I don't know. Quiet as a cat. I was a Lex Luger fan, but it I guess when you look at the stories, he didn't translate out to be like a good wrestler.
He had to look.
Overrated.
It was just a look though.
I think I was
overrated.
I just felt I felt something was always missing. Like I didn't dislike him, but I just felt like, yo, there's something seriously missing. Like when he was
everything
in the Horseman, like to me it wasn't fit.
To me, it just seemed like he didn't have. It seemed like he didn't love it enough.
Right.
Like, it seemed like it was something he could do he was doing just because he could do it.
Hey, you see, tell me TV too.
He was a bodybuilder who turned into a wrestler and was just like, I'm just doing this.
Sting.
But Sting tried to get better. I don't feel like Lex tried to get better. He more so felt like give it to him. He did. Don't say.
That's why they were paired together. It makes sense now.
Yeah, Lex went to the U.
That's why I just said don't say that.
Oh, he did?
Shit.
I was talking about he played for the Packers briefly. I wasn't talking about the.
Oh, never mind. College.
I wasn't talking about. Never mind. I don't talk college football.
That's one college link that I don't claim. It's like, no, the Rock went to the U. That's all we need to know.
Got us missed the classic Lex move where he threw a guy down off a lock up and flexed on him.
A lot of wrestlers used to promote when he went to college. Like Ron Simmons used to always say he went to Florida State.
Ugh.
Yeah, and I wanted him to shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Like
time I heard that.
I'm trying to support you, black man, but you fucking.
Oh, one of the best finishes ever.
Yeah, it is. That torture rack, that was it. That torture rack was had you, that was it. But there's Arn.
That shit really did hurt, though.
Yeah, it did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I had my cousin who, at that when I was broke. Yeah, it was not the business.
Like, no one told you these wrestling moves hurt.
Right.
That you would just see them on TV and they'd be like, oh, they faking it. And they put the move on you. You'd be like, what the?
Right. Does this hurt? Mm-hmm. Is this fake?
Yeah. Figure four, I used to hate the
how
figure
feel
four.
How you feel now?
It's like, yo, I remember in middle school, some little white boy was telling me that the shit was fake. I was like, well, come on, man. Let me put this sharpshooter on you. Tell me how you feel. You know? Like, I might not be doing this right, but
may not be right, but that reminds me of the days back in the D building at West Charlotte. Ooh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Wrestling matches.
Yes. Right before school started.
That's another old school move nobody does anymore. Take both the heels, slam your heads together.
Oh.
Why do I have a feeling we're going to see that in AEW tonight?
I mean, right. If you do,
just because
there's only one team that's going to do
only
it.
One team.
Mm-hmm. Only one team. And they currently go. And they fight
Jurassic Express tonight, so you're probably right.
And everybody else got to do their flip flam and all the
flippy,
other fuckers.
Flippy dudes.
Tope Suicida, the official move of AEW.
Bro, I want to punch
you
Excalibur
sure? Was the,
in
was
the throat.
Canadian Destroyer.
Yeah, I feel like these days, man, people making Petey Williams hate his move. They do it every fucking week. It's not even a finishing move anymore.
RIP to DDT.
Well, we only got the paradigm shift.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying.
That's when, the only when Jake, version when Jake, of
when Jake DDT. Oh, look. When Jake hit the DDT, that was all you wrote. All she wrote.
That was my favorite move.
Oh, I said you always did that in wrestling games. They had like many different versions of it too.
Dwayne, I don't know what happened to your audio right there.
Dwayne's the T1000.
Top rope.
Damn, come on.
Man, it's like gimmick infringement.
This is like, right. This is the Tope Suicida of 1988.
Arm slipping.
How do you properly teach somebody how to deliver that move? Just like, I'm on the top rope, grab my nuts, and you know what I mean?
Oh, you see awkward. That? Well,
another move that never gets used anymore, down no stress.
They wouldn't know what to call
well,
it. Could you imagine somebody in WWE doing that and what Michael
Paul Big E stretch him and he'd start spanking you.
Yeah, but what would Michael Cole call it?
The Big E stretch?
Yeah, he would name after the wrestler.
So what?
Brian Buster. One of the best in the business.
That ain't going to get it done, though.
Oh.
Of course not.
Like, literally, the only reason why all three of those horsemen don't look the same today is because Tully lost all that weight.
Yeah. And he lost hair, too.
That, too. Tag him on. Minutes and 25. This match ain't gonna last that long.
Real line.
Actually, think this match was way too short. But then again,
I think I heard the backstory on this was that the earlier matches ran long, and they were trying to get that full hour for Sting and Flair, so that's why they cut some of these matches off.
Damn.
Still, y'all kiss my ass.
Well, shit, like. This match, well, the tag, the U.S. tag title match was 10 minutes and 15 seconds. This match is ultimately going to be 9 minutes and 35 seconds. And we just saw the damn Road Warriors match was 3 minutes. Like, shit, what was supposed to be short?
Oh, promos.
Wow. Thank you. If you would have cut them damn promos and how many times you had to tell us that main event came on Sunday at 5:35.
Right.
Wasn't shit on TV on Sundays.
Oh, good move,
Barry. I'm pretty sure everybody knows.
Definitely wasn't nothing on TV on Sundays back in the day.
Oh.
If you ain't had no sports, that was
it. This is March.
And your Sunday, Sunday was
nothing on.
Yeah, but I was say spring training was in full swing, and that was it.
Right, or no USFL, because that went under.
NBA was still around.
Yeah, NBA probably had a game, but you know they used to do those early in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Man, Arn Anderson was so good, man.
It was.
Yep.
Like when I think of two people that I would have wanted to see a world champion, it would have been Arn and Scott Hall.
Ooh.
Those are two at the top of my list. Yeah. I mean, there's some others. Mr. Perfect, he's up there too.
Definitely Mr. Perfect. DiBiase too.
DiBiase, Rick Rude.
Yep. But a certain, red and yellow wrestler, blocked a lot of opportunities.
Fuck that man.
Right.
Can you believe, I just listened to, I think it was Jim Ross's podcast when Comrade had did the research and said that.
Oh, stun gun.
Rick Rude only had two main events his whole career, one in WWE and one in WCW, and that was it.
Yikes.
That's criminal.
That's crazy.
And Rick Rude had that, had the charisma and everything, and he was basically stuck mixed card.
Could have been a world champion. There you go. Y'all want to hear this?
Those crowds live.
Good old JR.
JR called the help, man.
Ooh. Coconuts. And the finish.
JJ Dillon is very worried here at ringside. And where it should be. Now all 4 minutes in. JJ's gonna tear. He's gonna tear.
Man, he's gonna foul. He's gonna foul for it.
Oh!
Ooh.
Oh, no!
And you! Oh, they going ballistic.
The roof.
Quinn Towers. Waiting for Akeem and
don't do that. Austin. Don't do that.
Hey, the crowd was lit for this.
Oh, wow.
1,000 people. Made a whole lot of noise.
Yeah, as I said, they did. John was saying that he said, yeah, just listen to the crowd. And I'm like, wow.
So, I don't care the Horseman loss.
Hell of a 5-pop.
Yeah, that's Luger of all people.
Right.
That's a pop you don't see these days in wrestling.
But that's okay. We all know how the Horsemen got the tag team titles back, though.
Oh yeah.
That team didn't last long.
At all. Here's the plug.
Cause somebody is gonna be a Horseman soon.
And it wasn't Lex Luger.
It's my granddaddy or uncle or something like that.
I miss that belt so much.
Yeah.
They could have brought that belt back, but I have to look at a blue fucking belt that's called Universal. I wish Daniel Bryan would get on TV and call it the Galaxy Championship every damn week. Like, I love when he did that shit.
I need him to bring that Corn Fed Championship back.
Thick
That hem belt.
Yes.
Yeah, that was nice.
Well, he was calling every everybody fickle. Great. Ooh,
y'all want to listen to these entrances?
Yeah, go ahead.
For the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship, for this event, there must be a winner. We do have judges outside the ring. Introducing to you right now our panel of judges: Gary Juster,
look who is there.
The board of directors of the National Wrestling Alliance. Former NWA professional wrestling star, Sandy Scott. The pet of the year, Patty Mullen.
The pet?
That's the greatest.
This next one.
Someone you know and love. From the hit television series, Ken Osmond, who portrays Eddie Haskell on the new Leave It to Beaver.
No, why is Jason Hervey there?
Also, we'd like to welcome Jason Hervey, star of the Wonder Years.
We don't do no Wonder Years slander.
I'm not no slander. I'm just saying, why is he here? Was Bischoff here yet?
Nope.
I know he's the Bischoff.
You ever?
Not in 88.
Oh, okay, I thought he might have had like a little, small role. He started working his way up.
Oh my God, this music.
Let's go. Let's go.
My word.
So just for context, Bischoff didn't get to WCW until 1991.
Oh, okay.
3 years later. I was wondering why Jason Hervey was there. Man, these wrestlers could wear rocking some robes.
There you go. Now that's the real one. That's the real one.
He's the original.
Woo!
Woo! Imagine you just being there, you just seeing Ric Flair just walking down the aisle.
That's prime Ric Flair too.
Right.
I have a Flair story that I'm gonna share with y'all when the match starts.
I didn't like the fact he had a Falcon robe though.
Oh, fuck that.
What's the Panthers robe right behind you?
Oh, Dylan going to the cage?
Yep.
Damn, Teddy.
If you rub Teddy's head, which is your fortune come true. No white ladies lusting for to go on Space Mountain.
Ladies and gentlemen, one stipulation of this event, James J. Dillon will be suspended high above the ring for the duration of this match. Introducing now the challenger from Venice Beach, California, weighing in at 260 pounds. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sting. And now, the world's heavyweight champion, five times over, ladies and gentlemen, weighing at 242 pounds, the world's heavyweight champion from Charlotte, North Carolina.
He don't claim us no more. Flair all about Atlanta now. He don't claim us no more. That's cool.
Because of the Migos, blame Offset.
That's cool.
Ooh, speaking of number nine.
Oh, gosh.
Is she back on the market, bro?
Hey. Let me share my Flair story.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I think it was like 2004, but that was right around the time that we started to have a bowl game here in Charlotte, and Virginia was playing here damn near every year for some fucking reason. But Virginia didn't have no marching band at the time, so the university reached out to my old high school and asked the band there to represent them during the game and at the pep rally. So my band director called me and some other recent graduates and was like, yo, I need y'all to come back for this pep rally in this game. So we came back, and the day before the game, when they had the pep rally, we were out there playing some of our shit. Then we played the Virginia's University fight song. And then we were just standing there at attention, you know, waiting to the next thing. And they brung some special guests over, and one of the guests was Ric Flair.
Nice.
Yo, and Dwayne to tell you, like, I don't sweat celebrities at all. Like, you put a motherfucker right in my face, like, I'll walk by them like they were regular Joe Blow. Like,
yep.
I just don't sweat them like that. But when I say Ric Flair in 2004 was standing like 6 feet away from me, and like, I was just stuck. Like, you would have thought it was God the way I look. I was looking on my face. It's like, yo, that's fucking Ric Flair.
This is so true.
Like, I mean, it's just like, yo, you don't find that many people that just still have that. Oh, I bet if Ric Flair was just standing somewhere randomly today at 70-something years old, people still be stuck, man. It's just
absolutely.
People that just have that hold on people.
That type of aura.
Yeah. Flair's just one of those people.
Yeah.
Y'all disrespectful motherfuckers should be feeling that way about Ashley Fleer, but I ain't gonna talk about that. You know, we just gonna focus.
Shout out to
please, Queen of Violence,
the Fleer that represents the Queen City.
Yeah, you know, but we gonna go back to this match.
I'm with Sean on this one.
We gonna go back to this match. I used to hate Sting because he wooed. I was like, motherfucker, you couldn't pick another noise to make. You had to come out here and woo too.
He didn't woo. He ow.
He no. He
woo. That was a woo. Okay. All right. Okay.
His was more extreme.
His was more beach airhead vibe. But
yeah, look at the look.
Or slap.
Let's see what the caption does when he did. Let's see if WWE Network captions it. Shout out to Sting, still out there doing drop kicks like that when he was like 55 years old. That's
no, Sting is 60-ish.
I'm talking about when
he wrestled.
Yeah, when he wrestled Seth Rollins and Rollins. Please, if you're listening to this, that I do not fault Seth Rollins for that. That was a joke.
I do. He may have Finn Balor.
Well, accidents happen.
It's the bad move to do that buckle bomb. Which is why they stopped, made them stop doing it.
Well, number one, I don't think they shouldn't have done it on the 56-year-old who hadn't
exactly
wrestled in years. That was a mistake.
And the fact that Arn Anderson said he wasn't even paying attention to the match, he was talking to John Cena, and he didn't even know why it happened.
Look, if you John Cena's personal producer, look, I ain't paying attention to shit either.
Must be nice if you can have your own personal producer backstage.
You know, Rock had his own writer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I guess we got that stroke, you know, you have those perks.
But I feel like The Rock in his space did more of what Brian Goretz suggested than what Arn might have suggested to Cena.
Agreed.
What was your favorite version of Sting?
Crow Sting.
I'm tied between this and the Crow one. I mean, they were both so good.
Definitely Crow Sting.
Crow. I won't say the black and white Sting, not the red and black Sting.
Oh, we're not tomato face Sting does not count. I would have to agree. It was a Crow for me. Maybe I'm just demented and twisted, but. Another thing,
yeah,
Dwayne to tell you, I don't like happy shit.
He does not.
And Sting was a little too happy for me.
Yeah, he definitely was that. But I mean, he was doing some good. This is back when he was having his good matches. Like,
oh yeah.
Even though like the Crow Sting was good, he didn't really have too many like not kick ass matches like he did when he was, you know, the Beach Blonde Sting.
Well, I'll further that point you just made, bro. He ain't had no. I can't remember a good Crow match Sting before.
That was actually a question on a website, like one of those, you know, mail-in where you ask the questions. And somebody was like, do you ever remember a good Crow Sting match? And the dude was like, no.
Nope. Like, you remember moments, but you don't remember matches.
There was a moment every week.
Mm-hmm. But match? Nope.
Yeah, he didn't have no, like, you know, classic, like, here with Flair or classic with Rick Rude or guys like that, or Great Muda. Like he got all those good matches then when he was Crows. I mean, Beast Blondstein.
But he Crow could Sting, have. Like,
Crow Sting had to fight old ass Hogan all the time.
And even that wasn't good.
Right.
But then Crow Sting really wasn't shit, but another guy in some makeup right after he won the belt from Hogan. Like I always tell people, that gimmick was done the minute that match ended and he started talking. He started when he started celebrating and shit. Jumping in the Big Show's arms and all that other shit. Sting ain't talked in like 2 years, but he gonna look in the camera and say some Spanish shit. Like nothing against the language or the people, but like what did you say, bro? Why are you talking?
And he cut like a blonde Sting promo at that. So it basically just erased all the Crow deep darkness that was supposed to be the character.
Well, it destroyed what's left of it.
Right.
It started to be destroyed the minute he walked out for that match. It's like, wait a minute, he got music? He coming down the ramp? Okay. He's just another person.
Typical WWE.
You meant WCW, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually,
I try not to acknowledge WCW.
Don't do this. Don't do this. We would not bash WCW. Because between 96 and early 98, man, WCW was some fire shit.
It was.
It was. It was.
I just deleted all that after 99.
Yeah, that can go.
Everything that I felt about WCW up to that point, even the great moments, was just evaporated on one finger poke.
I ain't gonna lie, this is probably the longest headlock Sting has had on. This is like a Randy Orton headlock.
That's the one thing that I didn't like about Flair and Sting matches. If they went the distance, they were a lot slower than other Flair matches that went the distance. Yeah. You know what I mean? There was a lot of pause and a lot of neutral moves and shit. Still good matches, but it wasn't up there with, you know, Dusty or Steamboat or somebody like that.
Did Steamboat ever win a world title? I don't think he did.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
WCW did.
He won in WCW.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why.
And then he left WCW to go become a dragon in WWE.
Yep. Gotta blow that fire.
Yeah.
Classic Flair Flop.
There you go.
That Flair Flop was my favorite.
It was. It got to the point if like Flair was on the show, especially in the 90s when shows became a mix between actual matches and promos. Like, if I didn't see a Flair flop or him running the ropes, it just felt incomplete.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, here's another old school move nobody does anymore. Mm-hmm. Get on top, on the top rope.
Yo, that's real. Like, when is the last time you remember seeing that?
Yeah, a lot of these old school moves you just don't see anymore. And God. A simple move that would still work today. They just don't do them.
Simple move that would get the crowd engaged. And, yeah, it's not done.
And we're back to a headlock. Randy Orton must have watched this match when he was growing up training.
What's your favorite Bob Orton match?
I couldn't tell you one, to be honest with you.
When it ended?
You mean that one time that his son was in? You remember that? What about that time Undertaker Tombstone? Was that one? Was that a match?
Definitely not. You know what? He might have actually been in that match. Now I think about that.
He could have. I don't know.
I think it was like a handicap match. I think you're right. But yeah, sure, that one, I guess.
Sting as a solo performer or Sting in a tag team?
Tag team.
Solo.
Well, I go.
You know what? Well, here's the deal.
No, I think of tag team, I think with Luger, and I just go, ah.
Right. So it's like, you know, he really didn't have tag team partners.
That's true. That's probably the only person he tagged with was Luger.
But that's the thing about it. No.
I mean, he started out with Warrior back in the day.
Yeah, but y'all remember, didn't him and Davey Boy do some stuff together when he was in WCW?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So, right. Yeah, that's the reason why I asked. Like, some folks that I've talked to, I don't know why they hold up Sting and Luger the way they do. But Sting and Luger, Sting and Davey Boy.
I can see Sting. I just don't see Luger.
Yeah.
Well, I think they just fought more memorable tag teams. Like, you know, Sting and Luger, they fought like the Road Warriors and Arn and Tully and guys like that. Like, I can't remember who Sting and Daddy Boy Smith even wrestled besides the Shockmaster.
Stop. 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 Why did we have
the Shockmaster?
Shockmaster. The
Shockmaster has made his way to the push.
Had to get him in some
It was just like yesterday, just seeing him crash through the wall, and that was it. And I could just see with his laugh. I was like, wait, what?
What is this?
I was like, hold up. His day came off. What's this? What's this?
Shout to Sid Vicious for selling it, because I'll probably have been too busy.
Right. I'd have been too through.
Now we're in the bear hug. Definitely a lot of rest holds in this match.
Mm-hmm. This is one of those time limit draws where you just going to have those neutral moves until we get to that high ending.
Right. That's the only downfall about these like Iron Man matches. There's too many rest holds and you get too many like boring spots in it.
Depending on who it is, you know, I think it really depends on who it is. Cause thinking about, I mean, the first one that I remember seeing entirely was Sean and Brett. And Sean and Brett had a lot of that at the beginning, but you know, it was just like in the first 10 minutes, but they were they were going. Or even Brock and y'all remember Brock and Kurt Angles?
I do remember that.
Almost smacked down. Like,
but was there an hour or was it 30 minutes for them?
Wasn't an hour.
I think it was an hour.
They went an hour? Okay.
You right to think that, Mo, because somebody did have like a 30-minute one on SmackDown, and then somebody had a 60-minute.
Well, I know
did Benoit have a
Kurt and Sean did 30 on Raw. I remember that one.
Lord, see, y'all gonna get me to look it up. I got to look it up now. All right, here we go. Here we go. So the hour one that I'm remembering. Yeah, no. Brock Lesnar had an hour one against Kurt Angle on SmackDown in Raleigh, North Carolina. Shout out to that.
Oh, wow.
And Chris Benoit had one on Raw the next year against Triple H.
Redacted.
Right.
Didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Triple H wrestle by himself for an hour.
Oh,
I did not see that man wrestle on his last days.
So I'm literally looking at the. So I'm just gonna run down the Iron Man match history in WWE because we got time. They doing
yeah, because they just finally get out the bear hug. So.
So actually, the first one was during a house show, and naturally, it was Bret Hart versus Ric Flair.
Oh wow!
And the next year, Bret Hart had another one against Owen Hart at a house show.
Ooh, I bet that was good.
Yeah, both good crowds too. Flair and Bret's was at the Boston Garden, and.
The old one?
Yeah, the old one.
Of course, that TD Bank.
Ooh, sorry to interrupt, but that's another move nobody does anymore. Atomic Drop.
Yep. And then the third one, Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart, WrestleMania. Fourth.
Classic.
Triple H versus The Rock at Judgment Day. Then the 30-minute one that you were thinking about was Chris Benoit versus Kurt Angle at Backlash. Then Lesnar and Angle, Benoit and Triple H that we say that didn't count. And for some reason, they count Eminem versus Charlie Haas and Hardcore Holly as an Iron Man match.
What?
Even though it was only 15 minutes.
What?
15-minute tag team Iron Man match?
Excuse me, what?
So here's the full details for you. WWE Tag Team Champion ship match SmackDown from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, June 2nd, 2005. It was Eminem successfully defending their tag team titles against Charlie Haas and Hardcore Holly in 15 minutes, 2-1.
What was the point?
You had three falls in a 15-minute match.
Shout out to Joey Mercury and taking that ladder to the face, though.
That's terrible, yeah.
That was a sick spot.
So to round it out, you got Kurt Angle in a tie against Shawn Michaels in 30 minutes. Then another weird tag team one from WECW. John Morrison and The Miz versus Jimmy Wang Yang and Shannon Moore.
Oh my God. My goodness.
That is one name I can't not to hear about again.
How long did that match go?
15 minutes, bro.
God damn.
It was an hour show.
Yeah, 15 minutes. It was a draw, 1-1.
Oh, no, my God. So no wonder why it was a memorable. It was a draw and it had Jimmy Wang Yang.
Who was his partner now?
Shannon Moore.
Wow.
Shannon Moore.
Shout out to three count.
Oh, yeah. God. Worst stable.
I remember this one. Anything Goes Iron Man match, John Cena versus Randy Orton. That one's pretty good. I didn't like Cena won, but whatever. It happens. We know.
Hey, how about Cena now?
We have a Cena mark in here?
We do.
Yes, that would be me. The GOATs. The GOATs.
Godness.
Can we?
Okay. He's the GOATs.
Let us pray.
Okay, I think I'm about to knock y'all out with this one.
Aside.
Oh.
You got one better than Jimmy Wang Yang?
Oh, man. You tell me how you feel about it. This was from Raw 2013. Triple H versus Curtis Axel.
They fought an hour.
They fought an hour.
They went an hour?
I vaguely remember that.
I'd rather hear Curtis Axel named than Jimmy Wang Yang.
True.
But there was no winner because Vince stopped the match and declared Curtis the winner via disqualification. But then he later made it a forfeit. So basically, classic WWE in 2013.
I can't believe Curtis Axel got an hour on TV.
To wrestle, let alone.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it could have been worse. He could have been part of 3MB.
Well, you're right. Hey. Two of them are champions. And yo, we gon' Heath's gonna get it, man. Look, you know, Eric Young's the champ right now in Impact. We can easily have that Heath match. Heath gonna get the belt, and then Vince is gonna be like, I could do something with that. And next thing you know, the one man band is gonna be back.
I'm a one man band.
And yo, Heath is
I'm still tripping out that Jinder Mahal was a champion.
Hey, don't do that. Don't do that. We not gonna get on here and talk
slander. Jinder was champion for a minute too.
We are gonna hinder Jinder.
He was. Mm-hmm. And got some good wins too.
So did.
Whatever.
But they
hinder Jinder.
No.
Don't hinder Jinder.
The rest of them were 30-minute matches. Bayley versus Sasha Banks, but that was a classic.
Yes.
Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles for the IC title at a main event that we never saw. At a live event, excuse me. Charlotte versus Sasha Banks.
I'm sure that was
Roadblock. Yep, but you know who won.
Of course.
She always wins, and that's why.
No, she does not always win. You cannot be champion that many times and never lose. We're not going to do that.
I mean, I'm sure Sasha was the champion and lost anyway. So.
She did. She was the champion and lost.
Boom. There we are.
She was the champion and lost it. Cesaro and Sheamus versus the Hardy Boys. Dolph versus Seth Rollins for the IC title. And then the last one was a couple weeks ago at NXT.
Oh, the shout out. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Whatever, Benny. God. But yes, Finn Balor won. You can have it.
Yeah. So now that we're back, we can see it and say that Benny did win that.
Now that we're back to this match, still in a rest hold.
Arm lock.
This time, arm lock.
Wrist lock.
So now we want to go back to the match.
We didn't have a side conversation while they go rest holds.
Okay. Well, let's do this.
Well, we really didn't miss anything. It literally was all rest holds. I was watching it while we were talking.
Me too.
Let's talk about this. Your all-time top of the list in regards to WWE Iron Man list, all-time victories. It's tied between Bret Hart and I can't say his name because he doesn't count anymore.
Redacted.
Yeah, redacted. But Redacted's winning percentage is better because he was 2-for-2 and Bret was 2-for-3.
So who's going to say Bret Hart?
Yeah.
You know what? Does anybody do hip tosses anymore?
Nope.
Nope.
Might have said it.
I will take that back. There is one person that I have seen do a hip drag recently, but y'all don't want me to say her name, so I'm going to keep on going.
Charlotte.
I mean, you said
his?
I was just going to move.
Oh, you know,
I'll say it for her. I don't mind saying it.
I mean, two are daddy.
Oh, Scorpion.
Oh. Got to them ropes. I mean, the head did. Look at Jason over there trying to talk to the pet.
He ain't watching. I'm still tripping off the pet, though. Like,
yo, I kind of like want to, like, okay. Like, let me try to look that up.
Please do, because the pet that I'm thinking about is not suitable for TV.
Pet of the year. What was y'all remember her name?
I couldn't tell you the name of that at all.
Was it Patty Mullen?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Uh-oh.
I get it. It's the penthouse pet of the year.
Oh. Larry Flint, you nasty.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
That's what that is.
Oh.
Damn. Dude. Who were the other other pets in 1988? Because
She was not pet worthy.
I mean, she didn't even look like she had some twins.
Oop. And titties are always relevant. Creepcast.
All right. Yes, they are. Looks like we might. Oh.
Oh, my man Stan threw himself on the ropes.
Ooh, them wires.
It is. It's crazy how you look at it now. Like that camera that guy's holding hooked to a wire.
Yeah.
Great.
Only can go so far.
So much slack.
But you know what? Even though this match has been, you know, slow.
Who's the greatest no sell of all time?
Oh, the Road Warriors, no question.
You got to believe, like, the crowd has been in it the whole damn time.
Yeah, they have.
Just to think you have a WrestleMania going on at the same time on pay-per-view. Yep.
Right. Which WrestleMania was that?
Six.
Yeah.
It was six? Okay.
So, yeah. So, I'll just kind of give...
Wait a minute. If this was 88, it couldn't have been six. It had to have been four.
I think it was four.
Oh, it's four? Tournament?
Yeah, it's 88. So, it had to
be. First one was in 84.
It's four. It's WrestleMania four.
Okay, yeah, four.
So for those who don't know the backstory, for those listening to the podcast, so what was it? Thanksgiving 87?
Yep.
WWF had Survivor Series against Starrcade. So it was two pay-per-views on the same day. And then Vince got in his feelings and started calling cable companies and threatening, you know, trying to pull weight and shit. Basically making pay-per-view companies choose one over the other. So naturally, Vince won. So I think there was like a vote or something. Not necessarily a vote, but out of all the cable companies, like 10 of them scrapped future airings of Starrcade except for one. Which is wild.
I showed you how big Vince was and WWF was back in the day that they would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Territories.
So then after that, early 88, NWA had the Bunkhouse Stampede on the same night as WWE had Royal Rumble free on USA. So that was Vince's kind of get back of NWA scheduling Starrcade the same day as Survivor Series. So since Vince did it to Crockett then says, yo, well, I'm going to give you a taste of your own medicine, and I'm going to give away a free show the same day as WrestleMania. So WrestleMania 4, March 27th, 1988, Clash of the Champions 1. March
27th,
1988.
The petty. Right.
So I can't say, like, seeing both shows and thinking about the main events of both shows, because that's when my boy finally won the title in WWF. So shout out to the Macho Man.
You know, that's a very very underrated WrestleMania that nobody really talks about. Four was
that tournament. That tournament. I mean, if you look at the card holistically, WrestleMania 4 was the better card. But WrestleMania 4 was the better card. Clash of the Champions had the better main event in regards to the actual match.
Right, because you knew who was going to be in the main event.
Yeah, but the ending moment, WrestleMania 4 was better. Because, I mean, you couldn't top Macho Man winning the title.
And as much as I hate Hogan now, back then I did love him. And him coming out to help Macho, that was definitely a big pop moment right there.
Yeah, man, fuck him in 88 too, bro. I was only four and I still went about that fucker.
Nah, in 88, I ain't gonna lie, in 88, I was a real American.
Have I ever told y'all my wrestling buddy story?
I know about it.
Yeah, Dwayne knows. I don't think I ever told the rest of y'all. So y'all remember the wrestling buddies. I think WWF had four of them. I know Hogan, Macho Man, had an Ultimate Warrior one, and somebody else. I can't remember. But could have been. But I told my mom, yo, I want Macho Man. Like, I watch mostly NWA. I only watch WWF when it was something Macho Man related. So that's who I wanted. Man, my mama got me a wrestling buddy. Fucking Hulk Hogan.
You could have painted him.
Nah, well.
He said nah.
Well, what Dwayne also knows is that I still have that Hulk Hogan to this day. Like, matter of fact, it's less than 4 feet away from me right now. But as a young man growing up who sometimes, you know, as black men, even black boys, you know, sometimes we struggle to take out our anger. But I never had that problem because if I couldn't take it out in certain spaces, I would just come home and beat the shit out of Hulk Hogan.
There you go.
Made me feel better.
Got it all out. And it did work.
Oh, it works.
I used it a time or two.
Yeah, you did.
I used it a time or two.
Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing like coming home and power bombing Hulk Hogan on his neck. Felt good to me.
Well, it looks like Sting has lost his face paint now.
For what? He ain't done nothing, man.
All wrestled, I guess. That's a workout.
All those holes, man.
Hey, man, I feel all you, man. The paint back in 88 was not like the paint today.
Oh, so definitely not.
That shit hold. That hold for a good long time.
That thing is cake.
Could y'all imagine if WCW had the Ultimate Warrior and WWF had Sting, how that would have worked out?
Would have been different, that's for sure.
I just want to imagine if Sting would have ever made the jump to WWF in the, like, the early part of his career, how that would have turned out.
Terrible.
That would have been very, very interesting.
I probably would have been interested in a lot of people would have jumped ship. Especially Shawn Michaels would have showed up and joined the NWO back in that early, in that heyday.
I don't mean it to sound like this because y'all know Shawn Michaels, like, my 1A and my 1B are Shawn Michaels and Ric Flair, so I don't wish this on him at all. But I kind of feel like if Shawn Michaels ever left WWF back in the day, he'd be dead right now.
Oh, the way he was? Yeah, probably. He was too wild back then.
Yeah.
Because
the way the things that were going in the late 90s. No
structure.
Mm-mm. Kevin Nash had a hard enough time keeping Scott Hall together. Could you imagine what Kevin Nash would have had to go through if he had Shawn Michaels and Scott Hall to kind of keep up with every fucking week? But hell, they'd both probably be dead.
He would have been.
Kevin probably quit. Like, look, man, I'm out of here.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Here we go.
Trademark. Doom!
Sting about fucked that up. He couldn't grip the chin. Hook the leg, bitch.
Right. Well, you know, they gotta sell the tiredness of being in rest holds for 30. What time are we in right now in this match?
Last time I saw it was like 25. I was like,
we got 14 minutes left to go in the show.
Okay.
And there's a lot. The match is about to end. the match is about to end because a lot of this shit is at the end is the deliberation and shit. So I'm going to go ahead and track this and we'll take it a little bit.
Controlling this one. The youngster out of Venice Beach, California, giving it his all. Miss Patty Mullen looking on. She looks like she is in just complete amazement at the caliber of athletes of the NWA. The National Wrestling Alliance.
Yeah, you're going to suck some dick.
Professional wrestling. This is it right here. And you're saying a real battle. And we're so happy you're here with us live on the Superstation. Flair finally out of the ropes. The break is made.
Now you know how to party or
now what? Sting.
All right.
He hasn't did a woo yet, though.
He woo woo woo. We gonna see Flair blood. Did he blade?
No.
JR is going ham, boy.
There he is.
Whatever Jim Ross was smoking that night, point me to it.
Yeah, what were you smoking that night?
You know he was. Him, Cornette, in the same building.
Oh, man.
That's a good fit.
You know, one thing in somebody's blood.
I guess we got our time stamp right there.
Five minutes. So we should get full action this last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Second time in a match.
And I bet the crowd going crazy right now.
You know it. Oh.
Atomic drop. No sell.
No
sell. Clothesline.
Flair busted open.
I can't tell if he's busted
on the rope
or if it stings chest.
Foot on the goddamn rope. Oh shit! College Hoops comes back November 25th.
I think
Flair. Oh, yeah, Flair's cut off.
Yeah.
Damn, Sting.
The rope did it.
Somebody did it.
Yeah, I saw that news about College Hoops, but immediately right after that, I saw news about confirming that WWE is talking to a certain UFC fighter about jumping on to be a commentator.
He should. Daniel?
If this is who I think it is, he should.
I mean, it is.
Yeah. Cormier is not a bad commentator.
But y'all just, the way I feel about
that's
it.
Just all he's set up the ring.
I mean, that's cool. I have nothing against him commentating, but like, y'all just laid off a whole bunch of people in the office staff right now, last week.
With record profits. Cool.
You know? Like, so which one is it? Y'all can't afford to keep these lower level employees, these wrestlers y'all let go in the spring.
Yeah, flop.
But you can bring in big money star right here.
You know it's always Uchiwali with WWE. Come on,
yeah, man.
That's a good reference. I like that. Point for you, sir.
Appreciate it.
WWE going. It was. WWE about to have me all elite. Impact in NWA.
How a lot of people are doing.
But then again, I can't say
the rest of the night.
Look.
No, I'm saying Thunder Rosa wrestled the night.
I love that. I used to love that old spot.
Yeah,
me too.
I did too.
And they would clap their legs to kick out. Clap their legs when they hear to kick out.
No. Don't do it. Is it coming? Yep, there you go. the whole thing. That's what that whole. Oh, yep.
Oh, he landed it. Oh, but he flipped over though.
See, I liked it. I like when they did that sequence because hell, they done did it a million times. But right. Then Sting would roll over and pick him up, not pin him. Like pick him up and then press slam him.
Power up, baby.
Power up my ass. You know that's him hulking up. That's another reason why. I was like, why the fuck trying to be Hogan?
Sting,
y'all can tell. I was just a fan of everybody that was a heel. That's all.
He's a heel.
Damn right. Boom.
That's the third flop of the match. Up here it go.
That's a third Stinger splash.
Uh-oh, he turned him over.
30 seconds.
Yeah, about to say, this is the finish, ain't it?
That's a fast ass count, yo.
Yeah, it is.
Tap.
Damn, Sting's considered one of the greatest already.
Yeah.
Hey, they had to build a star.
Yeah.
He said this match made him a star.
Well, at least Tony didn't say it was the greatest night in the history of our great sport.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. We hadn't gotten that far in Tony's career yet. Quiet, Dwayne.
But come on now. Even Tony has said that he did that shit on purpose.
Blair dead.
They have a main event promo.
Dwayne, I heard you over there mocking.
What did I do?
I heard you mocking Tony Schiavone.
I did none of the kind.
You did.
Referee Tommy Young.
Tommy Young.
The decision of the judges. Referee Young, if you will.
See, the pet ain't got no titties. Creepcast.
Patty Mullen.
Well, you know, never mind. Shut up.
It again. See, no titties. Ah, she's sucking Flair dick tonight. Yeah.
She going to Space Mountain.
Look at her.
Wow.
For the match for Sting.
I can't believe they got leave it to Beaver.
Has declared the match a draw.
Bitch.
And the other two judges don't get insane.
Yep.
The match is a draw, therefore, still NWA World Heavyweight Champion, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Yeah, five judges and we'll count, get the count from three.
Five judges.
What the hell?
Where's
Jason Hervey?
Jason Hervey was there for breaking.
I blame the Wonder Years for this.
Officially a time limit draw. What a dramatic moment in sports, gentlemen, and what a program this has really been.
Brett Savage with Never.
Right.
And we never got to find out, like, who Jason Hervey would have voted for.
Right.
You done brung Leave It to Beaver out there and didn't even give him no space.
He was too busy thinking about Jim Cornette's mom.
I guess.
Or trying to find the tits on that pet. That's what I'd have been doing.
Sir.
That's right.
I'm sure she went to Space Mountain later on after.
Oh, she did. You know. You know, I don't see her. I see Sting still at the ring, but I don't see Flair. I don't see JJ. I don't see the lady in the white dress. Oh, well, yeah, Sting, gone.
Yeah, gone. He made sure.
Flair took her back to the back.
The rest of the and hit it from the back.
come on in the horseman locker room so you can saddle up.
He really took her to the champion's lounge.
The real champion's lounge.
All right, gentlemen. So that wraps up our first watch along, Clash of Champions, the original. Next time we come back, you know what?
It'll be the remix.
I'm going to take a suggestion that somebody threw out earlier during the show. Let's say the next time we get together, we make it a
hot takes
episode.
Yeah, okay, we can do that. The push.
Yeah, so hot takes. So we'll come back next week, give hot takes. But before we give our hot takes, if WWE has their shit together, and,
which they won't.
Yeah. And
right. You're asking for a lot.
I am. But hopefully, you would think, you know, you're a week before the pay-per-view comes, they would have the card out there so we can put our predictions out there.
Well, you got some of the card out there.
Some of it, but you should have your card finalized well in advance. But that's what we'll do. If they got the card put together by then, we'll do our predictions and then we'll get those hot takes.